This is TurnbuckleTrash.net. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective.
I love video games and pro wrestling.
With three fans who know how to talk some trash.
None of these cross-eyed mouth breathers deserve to hear this voice.
I guess it's time to take out the trash.
Dave, is that you?
I think so.
Are you sure?
I'll check the back of my underwear and make sure. Yeah, my name's right there, right there, right in the very
it's
back.
Right there. Yeah. Dave, do you know what time it is?
I know this is going to be a trick question. What time is
it's
it?
It's clobbering time!
That's right. I had forgotten about that. I forgot he used to say that. Wow, you got a good memory, dude. One CM Punk used to say that all the time. You know, he's a big comic book fan.
He wrote, he wrote some Thor.
Yeah, it was a Thor annual that he wrote one of the stories for. They had like three stories in the Thor annual, and I actually have two copies of that. So. There you go.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Is it any good?
This story by CM Punk is really quite good. It's been a few years since I read it, but it is. I remember being impressed by it and going, yeah. It was a Thor annual. I think it was in 2000. It had to be about 7 years ago. I think he had just either stopped wrestling with WWE or was getting ready to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then, you know, there are a lot of wrestlers that are big comic book fans, too. Christopher Daniels, Frankie Kazarian have written some written some stuff for Marvel and they've written their own. Jerry Lawler has drawn some cover art for a couple of comic books, and I'm trying to remember who else besides those. Well, you know, everybody loves Batman. Bruce Wayans, he's a big Batman fan.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah?
So, so that's our buddy Bruce. So,
what a week it's been for pro wrestling, eh?
Holy moly, holy moly. This has been, I think, one of the biggest weeks in my memory for a long, long time. As far as professional wrestling goes, because, you know, we usually would have something big happen for a WWE and then have something big happen for AEW or Impact or something we would talk about. But we have got so many big, huge events that have taken place in the past week. It is unreal.
It's been pretty awesome, hasn't it?
I love it. Starting on Wednesday night, I was completely surprised last Wednesday on All Elite Wrestling with the little feud going on between MJF and Chris Jericho. And the last trial of Jericho was to go against MJF. And this, you know, he did a five-match run where all these different stipulations that he had to go through. This time, Chris Jericho could not come out to the theme music for Judas on My Mind, nor could he use the Judas effect in his match with MJF. And MJF won the match.
Oh?
I was really surprised that Chris Jericho put MJF over that much, but that's how much you really think. Yeah, so... it looks like Jericho might be taking some time off to be with Fozzy and doing some stuff like that. But I imagine he'll be back if it's not going to be for the September the 5th pay-per-view, but shortly thereafter. But that was a great series. I mean, and then they had the match with Wardlow and Juventud Guerrero. And it was a fun little series of five matches, and it all had led up to what was going on last Wednesday night with Chris Jericho and MJF. But you know what was really cool?
Mm-hmm. Tell me.
Was the crowd was singing Judas on My Mind. They sang it a cappella, and in the crowd there were people holding up signs with the lyrics, and you know, they were just getting into it. It was loud. It was great. It was a lot of fun to watch. So just something different that AEW is doing. I love it when they do things like that. You know, instead of the same old boring matches all the time, they actually put some thought process into what they were doing. I loved it. I absolutely loved it.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
This has been one of the biggest weeks in AEW history. Everybody has been celebrating this week. Everybody, except for me. When I had the chance to end the five labors of Jericho by beating MJF, I didn't. I lost. For the third time, I lost to MJF. And even worse, I tapped out. I tapped out. People have been saying, why is it bothering you so much? You're Chris Jericho. And my response is, it's bothering me so much because I am Chris Jericho. Max, you know this. Until this ends, I'll just keep attacking you every single week in the ring, backstage, at your house, any chance I get until it's over. And that's why I have a proposal for you on a way that we can end this at All Out on September 5th. I tapped out. If I can't beat MJF, maybe I don't belong in AEW anymore. It's inside my head. If I can't beat MJF, maybe I don't deserve to be Le Champion anymore. So this is what I propose. If you beat me, MJF, I will go to that commentary table full time on Rampage. Hell, maybe someday I'll commentate Dynamite as well, because if you beat me, I will never wrestle in AEW again.
While it is incredible to be able to look at every single one of you haters watching me in your living rooms and say, I tapped out Chris Jericho, that's cool. But being able to say that I ended Chris Jericho, now that's legendary. So you know what, Chris? You want the match? You got it!
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Let's talk for a minute about SummerSlam.
Slamming, baby.
Slamming the summer.
Uh-huh.
I watched about the last half.
Uh-huh.
And then I started watching the first half the other day. So tell me what you tell. Give us a little rundown on SummerSlam. Tell me a little bit of the what you liked, what you you know, stuff like that.
Well, I thought it was a very solid pay-per-view for the WWE. To not only being solid, it was pretty good, because they've mm-hmm. actually had some good pay-per-views the last few times. After struggling for about 2 years, they have new tag champions on Raw. The Raw tag team champions are now RK Bro, as Riddle. And yeah, Riddle and Randy Orton are now the tag champs. In a very entertaining match with AJ Styles and Almos. It was a lot of fun.
It was pretty good. Dude, Almos is one big dude, isn't he?
He is huge, and he moves pretty quick for a man that size.
Yeah. Yeah, so do you know much about his background or where he – I mean, he just kind of came out of the scene one day. I mean, what's his background? Do you know much about him?
Well, you know, I don't know a whole lot yet, but I'm going to look it up real quick, and I do know that he had a very serious situation where he almost lost his eyesight. He is from Nigeria. He is a Nigerian American, played college basketball. I imagine at that size he did, and he did pretty good. And they list him at 7'3" and 406 pounds.
Whew. Wow.
Yeah, and one of his trainers, Kevin Nash, Big Sexy.
Oh.
So, huh. What are you going to do with that? I mean, that's Andre the Giant big, you know?
I'm here. Hey, are you there?
Oh, my God. Well, who is what's that voice?
Hey, don't you even start with me. Mr.
Wait a minute. Are we going to have the fans cry like they did it with CM Punk? Come on now, please. Hey, everybody hold back the tears. Hold back the tears. What's that?
You know what? It was an emotional moment for a lot of us.
You know what? I had an emotional moment, too, after I had Taco Bell, too. So go figure.
Some of us actually have a heart, Chris.
Yeah, well, I left my heart in San Francisco and my wallet, too, one time. So go ahead.
Along with the flowers in your hair, too.
What hair? What hair? Gosh, here we haven't even started the podcast. We're already ripping each other to pieces.
It's good to hear. Glad you're on board with us today.
Oh, man, it's great to hear you again. The triple threat, the six-man tag team has started up. Let's go.
Yes, let's do it. So, Chris, we were just kind of in the middle of talking a little bit about SummerSlam.
Well, I mean, SummerSlam was great. It was about time that we saw the fans again like we did the last one on the last pay-per-view. The only thing that I didn't like was the squash match for the women's championship. I thought that was garbage. I really did. I thought it was garbage.
Why? What's wrong with that, Dave? Why is everybody all mad about that?
Well, guys, I understand the booking because it's been done before where a champion has had an opponent come in. Then later that opponent is changed to somebody who is returning, like Becky Lynch. And the man comes back, and I've seen it happen before. And they get the championship match, and the returning wrestler wins the belt. Usually, that means that the champion, who was a face, might be turning heel. So I suspect maybe the possibility of Bianca making a little bit of a face change and becoming a heel, because I don't know about you guys. I think Becky Lynch is a big enough star now, and she's kind of like a Stone Cold Steve Austin as far as the women matches go, or like the Road Warriors could do, or even DX at the time. They could be nasty, they could be mean, they can cheat, but they're still going to be very popular with the fans. So I think Becky Lynch is going to be a face, but she's going to be a heel at the same time. It's tough to turn on and off, but the fans, because she is so over as the man, I think that she is going to continue on cheating a little bit, which a lot of people say she did against Bianca Belair when they were shaking hands, and then she gives her that. She wins in 29 seconds. So I don't know what you guys think. Chris, what do you think?
It's just kind of weird how they had this match. I mean, I'm glad to see Becky back. Don't get me wrong. It's been a year now since we've seen her after she's had her baby. And I'm glad to see her back. The man is here. But 26 seconds, 27 seconds? Boy, that's one heck of a homecoming. And you win the belt, and the fans go crazy. One guy, if you'd have noticed, when Bianca was walking back down the aisle, there was a fan that just put his hands on his head and was shaking his head, and you could read his lips. I don't want to say what he said, but you could read his lips, what he said. It was like, what the, mm-hmm. So it was all right, but as a returning person, you give her 27 seconds in the ring, and that's it? Come on. But it was okay. It was fine. I don't have any problems with it, but I do, like I said, 27-second squash match. You guys tell me, what was your favorite match in SummerSlam? What was the best one?
I liked the tag match with RK-Bro. I thought it was pretty fun. I thought it was pretty entertaining. I liked the John Cena match just because I like Cena. I mean, there was a little bit of, I guess you could say, some of the typical five moves of Doom and stuff like that, but I thought it was pretty good. I didn't have a problem with it. I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe I'm easily entertained, though. We've always talked about this. I mean, it's like being a freaking dead horse. I think Dave and I and Chris, everybody on the podcast, we always talk about how it's like, it's entertainment. It's, you take it as what it is at face value, you know, it's enjoy it. Like, so what? Becky won in 27 seconds. Who cares?
It's not like it hadn't been done before. You know, that's the thing.
No, you hit the nail on the head. It's been done before, but then we had some surprises that I didn't care for. I mean, you've got, what the heck has happened to Brock? He looks like an axe murderer or something like that. He's not as big as he used to be. Standing beside Roman, you think he is. He's huge, but okay, Brock comes back.
You're just jealous because he has hair.
That's true. But here's a question. Here's a question, folks. Here's a question. Do you think them bringing Becky and Brock back for SummerSlam was to compete with the CM dump in Chicago? Was it to get the pop like he did, which we've never already heard before?
Zane?
Now, you think that's why they've been, getting all these people away from, you know, they've been saying, here's your pink slip, sir, to pay for Brock to come back? Because you know Brock don't care about the fans. All he cares about is the money. He could care less about the fans.
Well, of course. You know, and I was actually going to bring this up, too, and it kind of goes with what you're saying, is it's like everybody pisses and moans about Brock Lesnar until he's gone. That doesn't make sense to me. It's like, you know, Dave said many, many times, many, many times, Brock sells tickets.
Yeah.
So he could give a Vince, no matter, it doesn't matter. What matters is dollar bills. And when you see Brock come back, what does that say for what's going on right now? Dollar bills, you know?
It's called desperation for people to come to the arenas. I mean, didn't you say that the parking was how much?
Yeah, I don't know if you heard this, Zane, but parking to get in, in the lot, you know, kind of like what happens at the Maverick Center in Salt Lake City, but this was $60 to $100 for parking for SummerSlam.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. But, you know, Chris, let me get – I am not a big fan of Brock Lesnar. You know,
But
you know what? I like him being back, and I think that the one of the reasons – I like him being back is because what is the storyline going to be with Paul Heyman? How are they going to work Paul Heyman? Are they going to let him be, still be the mouthpiece for the head of the table? Or is he going to turn on Roman and Brock Lesnar gets Heyman again? Is he going to be a Heyman guy? That's going to be interesting to watch over the next couple of weeks and how long he'll be around this time. And like I said, I'm just not a big fan of his, but still, I'm a big fan of professional wrestling, and I kind of like what happened.
Well, I think they'll have a ladder match for the ownership of Paul Heyman. Roman and Brock. Visitation rights will come later. Who knows? But I don't know. Zane? Put your 2 cents in.
I don't know. I think that Heyman should stay with Roman because it's worked really good, and Heyman's a good. That's all. Go. Dave, you've talked about that too. Like, you know, how Roman's, he's gotten a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, substantially better.
Oh, yeah.
On the mic. But to have a mouthpiece is, you know, a lot, is good for him.
Yeah.
You know? And you know, I'm sorry, not sorry, but, you know, when Heyman comes back or comes out behind him with that new head of the table music and that snarly, I don't know, that snarky little strut that he's got.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just, it's awesome.
Well, you know, Mike Calvin on our Facebook page, Mike is a big Brock Lesnar fan, and he and I were kind of going back and forth, and he was the one that pointed out to me that made me say, oh, okay, what's going to happen with Paul Heyman? And I think that's going to be interesting. But I will say this, and I think Zane will agree with me at this, I would have rather have seen Brock come out and go against Bobby Lashley and Goldberg. I would have liked to see him interfere in that match instead of
Way
they did the Goldberg match, having that in like that. Because we would love to see Bobby Lashley against Brock Lesnar. I would love to see that. I mean, that would be a highlight match for me.
Well, I think I even texted you during that match, and I said that was kind of a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, when he was, you know, because we all know the story between Goldberg and Brock. You know, and Goldberg spears him in the squash match, and and I feel it would have been kind of cool and a good opportunity for Brock to kind of be a little bit of a face to come out and save Goldberg.
Yeah,
I mean, I thought for sure, I was like, he's coming, especially after he put his old Goldberg's kid in the hurt lock. I was like, here comes Brock. That's the last straw. You know, he's gonna come running down. I mean, and it was cool, and it was a good pop to see him come out with Roman, but it kind of, I don't know, I didn't, that whole, the whole Roman Reigns-Brock feud, I don't know, I guess it's all right.
Well, we've seen this feud enough with Roman and Brock. We haven't seen one for Bobby Lashley and Brock yet. We haven't seen it.
Yeah.
So, but that was a missed opportunity. They could have, that would have been a huge pop.
And by the way, Chris, you talk about Brock not being quite as big as he was. How about Cena?
Uh-huh.
Cena was a lot smaller and balder. Yeah, and his balder. Yeah, the bald spot on the back of his head made me laugh more than once. But Cena, he was moving around, and his chest, his man boobs, were bouncing around where they never did that before. But it was still an entertaining match, so.
Well, yeah, the Hollywood life has gotten to him, to Cena now, and he can't talk about how Dwayne or The Rock or whatever it was has been, but The Rock is still in perfect shape. Cena, who knows? I mean, I can't see his movies. So, yeah, well, okay. Sorry about that.
Now, Chris, I'm going to go back on you here because Cena has apologized. Cena apologized for The Rock for some of his promos and all that. I mean, so give the man credit. He said, you know what, I was wrong because here I am doing the same thing, and he apologized. They got that all taken care of. But, yeah.
Well, you got to apologize a lot for China, too. I'm sorry.
Oh.
My bad.
Wow.
Ooh. My bad.
Ooh. Wow, Chris is on fire tonight.
He's on something anyway.
Give him a boot. Give him a boot to lick and have on the bottom of Made in China. Let him kiss that for a little bit. I know something else he can kiss, too. But, well, that's never here nor there. Let's keep going before I get onto a tangent. Go ahead.
Wow.
But we also have a new U.S. champion as Damian Priest defeated Sheamus. I thought that was a fun match to watch. I'm a big Damian Priest fan from his days in Ring of Honor. I've always liked him, and I like Sheamus, too. I thought it was just a fun match to see. Overall, I think there were some hits and there were some misses. The Drew McIntyre match against Jinder Mahal fell kind of flat. And then the little comedy bit they did with Johnny Drip Drip and The Miz, and the returning Xavier Woods of The New Day, who is doing an impression of Razor Ramon. I thought that fell a little flat for me. But still, you know, overall, I would probably give it a B to B+.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Hi, this is Dave Denton. Let my voice go to work for you. It's davesvoiceworks.com. Spell works, W-O-R-X. And you can hear samples of my on-air work and also some of the commercials I've done over the years. And while you're there, check out my other podcast, which is called Radio Guy Reflections. There's pictures from some of my career and more, all at davesvoiceworks.com. davesvoiceworks.com, spell works, W-O-R-X.
I'm Impact Wrestling World Tag Team Champion, the Big LG, Doc Gallows, and you're listening to the Turnbuckle Trash Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Wait for the signal. Wait for it. Let's go.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Well, I'll tell you a gimmick that I can't stand right now is Baron Corbin.
Oh, I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I think it's funny.
You like it? You think it's funny? Oh, okay, great. I just don't. That's okay. I'll keep my mouth shut on that one.
Zane, there was a similar story years ago in independent wrestling. Remember, I'm trying to remember the guy's name, and I know you talked about it several times, where the guy in Las Vegas was living in the dumpsters, and he was loving his title belt. And he was, you know, he was down on his luck, but everything he did was to live for this title belt and, you know, and trying to get money. So
Hobo Hank.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun.
He had a feud with the MK Bandit for a while.
Uh-huh, yeah. And there was I think it was something like the Vice series before they started doing Darker Side of the Ring. They were doing a series on wrestling, and they featured Hobo Hank, and MK Bandit was on that particular video too. So, yeah, that was kind of. I think they were talking about Hobo Hank being a manager at a Chili's. So, yeah, so you know, hardly anything is new in professional wrestling. I guess that's where I'm kind of getting at. But there, you know, I also want to talk, and I want to get you guys opinion on something that happened on Friday night with the return of CM Punk. Are you ready for this little? I put together something that kind of mixes Living Color, Cult of Personality, his theme song, and some of the things that CM Punk said on Friday night. Let's play that right now, okay?
Insert audio clip here.
Because I didn't know what to say. Because I didn't know how I was gonna feel, but I knew that I needed to feel it. See, I felt before like I had to leave. I didn't want to, but I knew I couldn't stay. And that was when I used to work for a place called Ring of Honor. Understand that I was never going to get healthy physically, mentally, spiritually, or emotionally. Staying in the same place that got me sick in the first place. August 13th, 2005, I left professional wrestling. August 20th, 2021, I'm back. I sit back and I say, well, hell, they're there now, so why aren't you? Here I am. I'm back. Neon lights, no bell cries, when a leader speaks that leader I'm back dies. Because there's a couple of scores to settle in that locker room. And I'm back for you. I'm back for me too. There's good news and bad news. The bad news is we're not going to get to it all right here, right now. But the good news is I got the time. Wednesday, Friday, 4 Sundays or Saturdays a year. I got the time and I ain't going anywhere. Somebody, I appreciate everybody here who has waited. So on your way out of the United Center tonight, grab yourself a free ice cream bar on me.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Insert audio clip here.
Oh, you got me.
I'm not touching that.
You ain't going to insert nothing around here. Zane, I'm going to turn it over to you. Let's talk CM Punk's return.
Talk CM Punk, the best in the world.
And Shane McMahon.
What are we going to do with this guy, Dave?
Sorry.
Dave. Okay, it's time to prop Dave up, put him on a pedestal a little bit, okay? Yeah, Dave, when you put together that clip, you sent that to me, and I just immediately, as soon as it came through my email, I played it and I had my headphones in. I gotta say, wow. okay, I know, I'm a wrestling fan, okay? I'm an idiot. I'll admit that. Chris will tell you the same thing about.
Well, yeah, you're an idiot. You know, go ahead.
Yeah. I kind of got chills a little bit from listening to that. Okay, that was pretty good.
I was pretty good.
I was like, dang. I was like, wait a minute. Why is my arm hair standing up a little bit? Like, that's pretty good. You know.
Well, thank you. I had a lot of fun. That just fell together so well, and yeah, but you know, now let's turn time over to the man that kind of looked like the guy that was crying in the crowd. Chris, was that you in the crowd crying in the crowd with CM Punk returning?
Nah, I wouldn't have been crying in the crowd. I've been like, oh, well, how much they had to pay you to do this? I mean, yes, it looked great. CM Punk hasn't been, what, how long has it been since CM Punk has been in a wrestling ring?
7 years.
7 years, okay. And now he's got his ice cream bars that they were passing out to the kiddies. Then they were selling the ice cream bars, one of them for $250. Okay, look, I'm happy to see CM Punk finally back in a ring. But I'll have to admit, the man did. Okay, even Jim Cornette said it. What AEW did was flawless. it was perfect. They had the setting, and they had to bring him out first. They had to bring him out. And you could barely hear his theme music because the people were screaming and singing the theme song of him. And he was jumping into the crowds, and everybody was having a blast. And then he cut that promo, and every time I hear it, I just cringe. It's like, ooh, well, I know he's happy. But I'm happy to see him, yeah, but will they book him the right way?
Only time will tell, Chris.
That's what I'm just saying, though. Will they book him right? I mean, I would love to see Cody Rhodes and CM Punk go at it. I'd like to see, I don't know. I'd love to see Sting go at CM Punk. That'll never happen. Darby Allin, that's who he called out.
But he also
he called
Sting.
Out Darby.
It could happen, Chris, yeah. Because he
it
also
could,
said Chris. He also said Sting in that very promo. So, you know, there's still a lot of questions about what's going to happen with him. When's he going to be back in wrestling shape, which I'm sure he's been working out for a while now. But, you know, I'm happy because the fans are happy. Once again, I'm not a big CM Punk fan. Never was, never, you know. I enjoyed his work, and I enjoyed the ice cream promo because I thought it was great. And I bet you right now, Christopher Evans, if you had a chance to get a free ice cream bar and you could sell it for $250, you're going to take the $250, aren't you?
Well, of course, but I'm going to eat the ice cream and just send the stick.
And that's what everybody's doing. There was one person on eBay that said they had frozen theirs and they would send it on dry ice. One person on eBay that I saw that said they would do that.
His shirt sold out within 30 minutes.
Sold the most T-shirts within 24 hours ever.
Yeah. Oh, okay. 24 hours. My bad.
No. Well, in a 24-hour period.
Yeah.
They sold the most ever. So that's unreal.
That's a good sign by AEW. My good heck. That really, you know, when Vince said, what was it, a couple weeks ago, that AEW, he's not even threatened by them or whatever. Boy, I'll bet you he was a little bit shaky. I don't know. Was he? Do you think he was probably a little bit concerned? I mean, a little bit going, oh shit! Like I'm gonna have to step up my game big time.
And I think he's been preparing for that by some of the moves the WWE has done recently, especially when it comes to NXT. So I wanted to talk to you guys about NXT because I'm upset. You know, I'm pretty ticked off about NXT right now. Their takeover event was really good. Samoa Joe wins the NXT title on Sunday night against Karrion Kross. But what I'm upset about is the 12 talents that were released, and evidently they're bringing in 12 other talents from their Las Vegas tryouts during SummerSlam weekend. And this Khan, not related to Tony Khan, who is the president of WWE, now says that NXT is undergoing some major changes under the leadership of Triple H. Now, he's under the leadership of Vince McMahon saying this is going to be done. You just find a way to do it. This is nothing but an attempt by Vince McMahon to say I'm still in charge, because NXT has consistently put out the best product in the three of the WWE events when it comes to Raw, 3 hours. You know how I feel about that 3-hour show. And it has improved, I'll give you that. And SmackDown has been consistently pretty good. But NXT, with their storylines, with the Undisputed Era, with the War Games, and then now with Johnny Gargano and the Gargano Way and The Way, and the stuff they have done with Tommaso Ciampa and more has been some of the most entertaining of the three WWE products, and if they screw up NXT and make it like Raw, I am going to jump all over some WWE brass. I mean, I think they're making a major mistake. I really do.
All it's going to do, Dave, is drive more people to AEW. Let's just face it. I mean, there's a lot of people who are just kind of on the fence, and they're like, oh, yeah, AEW is good, you know, but, oh, WWE is still the best. It's still the best product out there. But I'll bet you within the next, I don't know, 2 years, maybe even sooner, that, I mean, I think personally already AEW is a force to be reckoned with, but
oh, yeah.
I'll bet you within the next couple years, I'll bet you they're going to be a major. If they can book things right and if they can keep people interested, then it's going to be a big powerhouse.
Yeah, I agree totally with you, Zane. I think one of the things that upsets me about what's going on with NXT was them saying that they are not going to be going after the smaller wrestlers, like, you know, Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano, or anyone over the age of 30. They want the big guys and, you know, the ladies with all the charisma, and they're going to teach them not necessarily out of the indie leagues. They're going to be trying to find athletes and try to teach them what they call the WWE way. And
yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah, I agree.
That's just bull crap. Yeah. That's stupid. Yeah. And that's fine. That's fine. Go for it, guys. Go for it. And in 2 years, when, you know, I think we already saw this before, didn't we? You know, when WCW started, like, taking all their talent and started climbing up the ladder, uh-huh. Started putting the WWE in the toilet, you know, and if it hadn't been for some really, really poor mistakes by the WCW, I mean, they might still be around today.
Yeah.
I mean, because there was that Monday Night War stuff was pretty awesome.
Uh-huh.
And I think the WWE was kind of crapping down both legs there for a while, because there was some of those nights that WCW far better put out a better product.
Oh yeah, by far.
You know, with the NWO and things like that. And then, but I don't know, Dave, Chris, maybe you pipe in on that. Tell me about, like, what Dave just talked about with the WWE trying to get away from the cruiserweight type guys or those middleweight type guys and try to move towards these big guys and stuff.
It's not going to work. I mean, a lot of people like to see the cruiserweights. A lot of people like to see the high flying, the Lucha Libre style. But I mean, if that's what Vince wants to do and he's trying to kill his company quickly, more power to him if he wants to, but is AEW a force to reckon with? Yeah, right now they are. People say that they're going to take over. No, you can't beat Vince. The day you beat Vince, the day he's in the ground, they'll probably get a Ouija board to find out what pay-per-view they want to do next.
Mm-hmm.
So, when he dies.
That was pretty funny.
Now, I'm going to agree with Chris when he said, Chris, I want you to listen to me, because I'm agreeing with you here. When you said that people like that style, that Lucha Libre style, that smell, the high flying and the flying all over the ring, I think Vince is missing the point that wrestling fans have changed a little bit. And he helped do that change by featuring Eddie Guerrero, by featuring Rey Mysterio, and some of that, that he was the one that helped bring that to the forefront, although it's kind of forced because of WCW. And even Chris Jericho is a smaller wrestler. You know, there was on Talk Is Jericho once, he talked about how that when he was surprised when he said he was being booked as becoming the new champion, because he didn't fit the normal style that Vince McMahon went for. So if this fails, it's because Vince and the higher-ups of the WWE are just not reading the fans right now. And I hope, I don't want to see anybody lose their jobs. I don't want to see, people not trying new things because they need to, to freshen up the product. But why mess with something that is working? The Tommaso Ciampa and the Tommaso Ciampa feud with Johnny Gargano was incredible. And, and here they are, saying now they're not going to hire a wrestler like that, although they still have him on the roster. I just don't get it. I really don't.
That's stupid. Yeah. It's just plain stupid. You know, Dave, and another thing too, like if you go back in time, back in the nostalgia era, the smaller guys were booked, like the Macho Man and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, that's when the Intercontinental Championship really mattered. I mean, that was a really sought after belt because sometimes some of those smaller guys like that, when you thought of the heavyweights, you were thinking of big guys like Andre the Giant and Hulk Hogan. And, you were thinking real true heavyweights, Sergeant Slaughter, those big guys, Lex Luger, those guys like that. And the Intercontinental Championship was kind of like reserved for those guys that maybe weren't quite that fit that heavyweight profile, but boy, that's sure gone by the wayside, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Now that it used to be where the IC title was automatically the number one contender, and now they don't even talk about an IC title against the heavyweight title. I don't understand why it would be kind of interesting booking. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Am I wrong in saying that, though? I mean, sometimes it did seem like the smaller guys were kind of in that – United States Championship or that Intercontinental Championship type of, and what's wrong? And then the tag team too, there was a lot of guys like Shawn Michaels and when he was with, help me out. Yeah. Marty Jannetty, they weren't very big guys. Shawn Michaels wasn't a big guy.
Yeah. He wouldn't fit that mode right now. That Vince says he wants for NXT. I will reserve judgment, and I think I put this, Chris, you had put something on Facebook and want people's opinions, and I put in that I reserve judgment to praise them or to belittle them if it doesn't work, because I will eat my words. I will say I was wrong if it works, okay? I will apologize, but nope.
Yeah, but there's some people on the Facebook their pages, they won't apologize, and they'll never think that they're wrong.
I think you guys, Dave, you wanted to. This is kind of new for us, but I'm totally fine with it. I think that, you should be called out if you're a douchebag. You should be called out as one.
Yeah.
So tell us a story about your social media experience lately.
Well, over the weekend, right after the CM Punk thing happened, there was Real Wrestling Fans Facebook page. And one of their administrators, I'm not going to give his last name because I don't know how to pronounce it, but his first name is Troy. Okay. And every time that he posts, it is something negative about AEW. So I kind of called him on the mat. I said, can you say anything positive about All Elite? And he says, no. Well, he just basically doesn't like All Elite Wrestling. So I said, well, your page is called Real Wrestling Fans, and if you can't find anything good to say about All Elite Wrestling, maybe you should change the name of your Facebook page. And it took several days, but he finally replied to me that he likes more than just the WWE, but he didn't say what he likes more than WWE. That's fine. If he likes Major League Wrestling, if he likes New Japan, But I've never seen this guy mention anything good about All Elite Wrestling. And I mentioned to him in one of my posts to him about the MK Bandit. And I said on our podcast that the MK Bandit had said there are WWE fans and then there are wrestling fans. And I thought, I mean, MK, you hit the nail on the head. We said this many times that you can be a WWE fan. That's fine. But if you're a real wrestling fan, you're going to find something good to watch in an independent show. You're going to find something good to watch in Impact. You're going to find Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. Championship Wrestling now is running a show in Memphis. There's a new show that's going to be on Channel 17 out of Atlanta that Manny's going to be involved with and Rekha Tahaka. If you're a real wrestling fan, you're going to find something to enjoy in all those promotions and not completely dish the entire promotion like Troy has done. And I'll say this, Troy, you're entitled to your opinion, and I think today you had put something on. I had a little cartoon character like some guy that was sitting living in his parents' basement saying, you know, in the past people are saying AEW was going to run WWE out of business. And I said, Troy, there is actually something that we agree about because I've never thought AEW was going to run WWE out of business. Miracles do happen. We agree about one thing. But the way he cuts AEW, to me, and, you know, I could be wrong, but to me, he's not a wrestling fan. He's basically a WWE fan, and he's trying either that or he's a troll. You know?
What's his name again?
His first name is Troy. And I
Troy?
Yeah.
Troy, huh?
Yeah. Troy.
Troy.
Troy. Huh.
You are a douchebag.
They have it.
Well, you know, he probably, and I think he's the same guy that told me to pull my head out, you know, about something. He said, you need to pull your head out. And my response to him was, thanks for the advice. I think I shall pull my head out just because you told me to pull my head out. You know, very sarcastic. I mean, you don't go against me trying to do insults. You're just not going to happen. You're going to get me in trouble. I didn't say that, Troy. But
I would. I'll say it.
Say it.
Troy, you're a douchebag. your Facebook page is crap.
And
you, sir, need to be flown over Afghanistan and dropped in the hot zone.
Come on.
Sorry.
That's all right.
And I'll tell you right, if this gets back to him, fine.
I don't care.
I would invite him to be on the podcast.
Absolutely. Bring him on. Let's talk.
He don't have the cojones to do that.
Well, you know, maybe I'll send him a little message and say we'd like to invite you on the podcast.
Send him a message. You know.
And we're not going to attack him.
Yeah.
Well, you might, but I'm not going to attack the dude.
That's okay.
No, I'm just going to ask you. Well, does your mother give you a hot pocket every hour on the hour and a juice box and a blankie?
Well, there are people like that, Chris.
Uh-huh. I mean, jeez.
Or does he live in a van down by the river eating government cheese?
Hey, now, sometimes that government cheese was good.
No. Maybe he...
But if he wants to be the most miserable man in the world, that's fine. Let him be that way. You know what? We don't really care. We've had our battles online. Zane, you've had yours. Dave, you've had yours, and I've had mine. For Three's Company. Don't have that theme song, please, going in my head. So.
Suzanne Summers. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yes. we'll stop right there. Thank you.
I just thought it was interesting that he would not admit, and I'm not trying to put words in the guy's mouth, but, you know, it's everything that the AEW tries, he's always critical of. And I thought, he's either a troll or he is just a WWE fan. So I don't know.
He's both.
Is it? So, yeah. So
he's both.
Probably both.
Well, my question to both of y'all are, have you seen anything else that has interested you in professional wrestling. The only thing that really didn't really catch my eye was when they put the belts on Christian for Impact. I was like, okay. All right, I guess. Yeah. That's fine.
I need to talk about something for a minute.
Okay.
Last night was a first for me, Dave.
Uh-oh.
I downloaded the Stars app.
Oh, yeah.
And
Heels,
subscribed.
Yeah.
And started watching Heels with Stephen
How
Amell.
Is it?
Dude, it's so freaking good. It is so good. It is so good. I mean, you want to talk about storytelling. I mean, that is definitely, definitely a drama. And it is going to be good, dude. It is. It's about a small town called Duffy, Georgia. And down there in Duffy, there's the DWL, the Duffy Wrestling League. And there's the brothers, Jack Spade and Ace Spade. They're going at it. And the whole family, the Spade family, is involved with wrestling. And it's pretty good. I was hooked last night. I stayed up till midnight watching it. And I was like, I got to go to work in the morning. I can't keep doing this. So there's three episodes out. I think it comes out, I don't know which day, if it's Tuesday or Thursday or something. But I sent you, Dave, the information for Hulu. And I think you need to maybe log on there and check it out.
I will do that. So it's called Heels, stars Stephen Amell, Arrow fame, who has also been in the ring in the WWE. It was a SummerSlam, I believe, with Cody Rhodes, if you remember that. And,
he looks great.
Very good. Yeah, he did a great job. He's very athletic, and he did a lot of training for the show.
And is CM Punk in the show, too?
Probably.
Because he was talking about it on a podcast that he says he's doing, he was doing interviews or something like that for Heels, and I think I saw him. Huh? Go ahead.
I don't know. I haven't seen him yet.
Yeah.
He probably will be in it more than likely because he was talking about it one day, but I hear it's a real good show.
That's awesome.
I hear it's a really good show.
Yeah. So one thing I wanted to, I don't know if I've even told Zane this, but it has been announced that the upcoming FanX in Salt Lake City, Utah, is going to have DCW involved. They're going to set up a ring inside their vendor area, and they're going to have matches on and off throughout the day on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, which happened the first time I went to Comic-Con in Salt Lake, as it was called then. So Manny says he is not going to be there because of commitments he has with his training going on at the Nightmare Factory and also doing some stuff for Doc Gallows. But if you are in the Salt Lake City area and you're going to FanX, take the time to sit and watch some free wrestling. Free wrestling.
You
going
to try to go this year, Dave?
Physically, I'm not able to. Not yet. Yeah, I would love to, but, we've talked about my health issues of the past year, and I'm just not to that point where I can walk that far and do all that. I would have to be put in a wheelchair, and I ain't going to do that yet because I can walk a little bit, but no, just physically, I can't do it yet. So
I'll go and tell you how it is.
I would love to. I'd love you to take some pictures, take some video, a lot of stuff. So anything else going on, guys?
Not really for me. And I have just pulled into my driveway. And as soon as I get into the house, I'm going to sleep because I got to get back up at 4:30 in the morning.
Okay.
So
attaboy, Chris.
It was a fun. Zane, thank you for coming back, man. It was great to have you. And it was a lot of fun. I loved it. I loved every minute of it. So the trio, the triple threat is back, and we did it again, folks. And let's see if we can get that little slap happy son of a gun on that Facebook page to come on to the show, and let's talk to him. And I'll be a nice guy.
I will get in touch with him and see if he's willing to come on. And I'll tell him we're not going to attack him. We'll just talk and talk
about
his face.
We won't put the bamboo shoots in between his fingers or nothing like that.
Right.
So.
One quick thing before we leave. I was just going to say, did you see that they announced another crown jewel coming in
Jesus.
From Saudi Arabia coming up in October? And you believe that?
Good.
They need the money. They need the money.
Has there been a good crown jewel yet?
No.
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 No. So. Oh, well, wait a minute now. There was a sighting at Chicago. Well, there was a sighting. Somebody was up in the upper deck level, and I guess they did let him in.
Yes, they're, supposedly, I saw the picture myself. And it did look like Bray Wyatt in Chicago
yep, it
on
looked
Friday
like
night.
Him.
Yeah, it did look like
it
him.
It looked like him. Yeah. So, could it be?
We don't know.
I mean, what's he going to... I wonder what his gimmick will be. What would the gimmick be for him?
Be in a tuxedo? And
I guess.
Do ballroom dancing, take over from Fandango?
Yeah, there you go. That works.
Well, have a good night,
all
Chris.
Right, guys. Thank you all very much. We'll talk to you down the road again. All right?
Bye, Chris.
Good night. Bye.
Yeah. Well, we finally got rid of him, Dave. Yes! Just kidding. Okay. Just kidding. Yeah, it's always good to have Chris on. Yeah. It's always good to have him. I like Chris. Chris is snarky. Chris is funny. And Chris is the one that... definitely, you know, Dave, I thought I didn't have a filter, but boy, that boy, it's a good thing he lives in the South, huh, where he fits right in down there.
Well, he just visited.
I like Chris.
He just went back to Tennessee to his boyhood home this past week. You know, we are related, and he went to see my first cousin, which is his mother, and he calls me Uncle David, you know, so uh-huh. We are technically second cousins, but. Yeah, I helped raise the boy when he was young. We used to play He-Man, Masters of the Universe together. So,
yeah, which the new one on Netflix sucks.
He was going to talk about that. We'll have to remember to get him to talk about it. He said it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Dave, it's going to be a good future. It's just there's so much going on right now. We'll have to see what Raw brings. Tonight we are recording this on Monday, August 23rd. So I'm sure it'll be a couple days after Raw when we get this on. So, but it's going to be a neat week. It's going to be interesting lead up to see how all the things mesh together with Brock, with Bobby, with CM Punk over at AEW. There's a lot. Boy, I mean, there's just a lot going on right now with, you know, Impact and NWA and, man, there's a lot right now.
Yeah, Ring of Honor is getting ready to have their first women's champ. I think it's their first women's champion. So they're doing a tournament right now on their TV, which has been a lot of fun. And they got their Pure Championship, which I think was one of the best things that happened during the hiatus that everybody had to take because of the COVID-19. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, it's a good time, man. It's a great time, and I think that we ought to keep it up.
Okay, and I'll get in touch with this Troy and see if he would like to be on our podcast.
Well, and Troy, he's probably all right. He's probably not a douchebag, but, you know, it'd be interesting to see what he has to say about professional wrestling because, hey, we love wrestling fans, and that's what we are.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Wrestling was an essential service.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Pro yes! Wrestling from a fan's yes! perspective.
Correct!
The thoughts and opinions heard on the preceding program are not necessarily those of an intelligent human being.
Well, if you want a rematch, you aren't getting one.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
Oh, yeah. We get to talk a little smack.
Are we going to have the fans cry like they did it with CM Punk?
Maybe I'm easily entertained.
You're just jealous because he has hair.
Insert audio clip here.
They need the money. They need the money.
It's clobbering time!
I don't want to say what he said, but you can read his lips.
Wow, Chris is on fire tonight.
He's on something anyway. His man boobs.
I know. I'm a wrestling fan, okay? I'm an idiot. I'll admit that. Chris will tell you the same thing about...
Oh, yeah, you're an idiot.
Why is my arm hair standing up a little bit? Like,
thanks for the advice. I think I shall pull my head out just because you told me to pull my head out.
And I'll be a nice guy. I'm just going to ask you, well, does your mother give you a hot pocket every hour on the hour and a juice box and a blankie?